American Language Course, Book 20, Tape 1D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1D. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the dialogues. Notice the words that are stressed. Number 1.
Where are they from?
He is from Texas. His wife is from Kansas. Number 2.
When does he usually call?
He never calls. Number 3.
Is his house nice?
It's really nice. Number 4.
What kind of ice cream does she like?
She likes strawberry ice cream. Number 5.
Who bought a new car?
His brother bought a new car. Look at the dialogues again. Now listen to each question and then respond with the answer. Be sure to stress the words that are written in capital letters. These are the words which supply new information. Okay, listen and answer.
Where are they from? When does he usually call? Is his house nice? What kind of ice cream does she like? Who bought a new car?
Look at Figure 2. Here are some more dialogues. Listen to each dialogue and put a stress mark over the words that are stressed. The stressed word in the question will be a main information word. The stressed word in the answer will be a new information word. Let's do number 1 as an example. Listen and mark the stressed words. Number 1.
Is Jim going to the meeting?
No, Bill's going. Listen again.
Is Jim going to the meeting?
No, Bill's going. The words stressed are meeting and bills. You should have put stress marks above these words. Listen to the other dialogues and put a stress mark over the words that are stressed. Number 2.
Which kind of shirts do you like?
I like cotton shirts. Number 3.
Who ate the cake?
All of us ate it. Number 4.
Are you going to the clinic?
No, I'm not really sick. Number 5.
Who got married?
Jessica got married. Now, let's see which words received the stress. Check your stress marks. Number 1, meeting, bills. Number 2, like, cotton. Number 3, cake, all. Number 4, clinic, really. Number 5, married, Jessica. Now, look at the dialogues again and repeat them. Be sure to stress the correct words. Number 1.
Is Jim going to the meeting?
No, Bill's going. Number 2.
Which kind of shirts do you like?
I like cotton shirts. Number 3.
Who ate the cake?
All of us ate it. Number 4.
Are you going to the clinic?
No, I'm not really sick. Number 5.
Who got married?
Jessica got married. Let's go to figure 3. In these dialogues, the main information stress is marked in the question. Read the question and then mark the answer that contains the new information stress. Let's do number 1 as an example. Remember, read the question and then mark the word in the answer that contains the new information stress. Do number 1 now. Okay, the word that receives the new information stress is funny. Listen.
What kind of movies do you like?
I like funny movies. Now, read the other dialogues and put a stress mark over the word in each answer that contains the new information stress. Do that now. You will then check your answers. Now let's see which words should receive the new information stress. Number 1, funny. Number 2, Dan. Number 3, here. Number 4, still. Number 5, all. Look at the dialogues again. Look at the questions and answers with the stress marks. Listen to each question and then respond with the answer. Be sure to stress the words that have stress marks. These are the words which supply new information. Okay, listen and answer. Number 1.
What kind of movies do you like?
Number 2.
Did Dave go to California?
Number 3.
Did you listen to the words?
Number 4.
Did you ask for operator assistance?
Number 5.
Were all the lines busy? Now look at figure 4. These dialogues are about quantities and amounts. Repeat the dialogues. Number 1.
How many lemons will you need?
I think about a dozen. Number 2.
Do we have enough eggs?
We have some, but we need more of them. Number 3. Do we have a cup of sugar?
Yes, there are at least 8 ounces in this jar.
Number 4.
We need more glasses. Do you see some you like?
Yes, let's get a set of these glasses. Number 5.
We'll need some flowers for the table, won't we?
Yes, we will. Let's get 2 bunches of these. Number 6. We'd better get coffee. We're completely out.
They're having a sale. Let's get 3 of these cans.
Number 7. Should we get a 6-pack of soda?
We'd better get 2. The children are coming over this weekend.
Number 8. I want to pick up a pack of cigarettes.
Why don't you get a carton of them? We don't have any.
Look at figure 5. Here you see a chart. Listen to a list of items and write each item in the proper place in the chart. Some items should be written in more than one place. Number 1 is an example. Listen. Rice. Rice. Write rice in the proper places in the chart. You should have written rice under box and under bag, sack. We say a box of rice or a bag of rice. Okay, continue with the rest of the items. Write each of them in the proper places in the chart. Gum. Gum. Coffee. Coffee. Potatoes. Potatoes. Carrots. Carrots. Shampoo. Shampoo. Sodas. Sodas. Sugar. Sugar. Eggs. Eggs. Cigarettes. Cigarettes. Apples. Apples. Ice. Ice. Candy. candy. Ketchup. Ketchup. Mustard. Mustard. Pepper. Pepper. Okay, now let's check your answers. Under carton, you should have written sodas, eggs, and cigarettes. Under pack, you should have written gum, sodas, and cigarettes. Under box is rice and candy. Under bottle is shampoo, sodas, and ketchup. Under can is coffee, sodas, and pepper. Under jar is coffee and mustard. Under bag, you should have written rice, potatoes, carrots, sugar, apples, ice, and candy. Look at figure 5 again. Listen to a sentence with an item from the chart. Then, change the sentence using the item and the container under which it is listed. Sometimes the item is listed under only one container. Listen to an example. Mary needs some sodas.
Mary needs a carton of sodas.
Repeat. Mary needs a carton of sodas. Now use the next container for sodas.
Mary needs a pack of sodas.
Repeat. Mary needs a pack of sodas. Use the next container for a soda.
Mary needs a bottle of soda.
Repeat. Mary needs a bottle of soda. Use the last container for a soda.
Mary needs a can of soda.
Repeat. Mary needs a can of soda. Okay. Listen to the sentence and change it using the container from the chart. Let's begin. Larry bought eggs. Repeat. Larry bought a carton of eggs. Jim bought gum. Repeat. Jim bought a pack of gum. John gave her candy. Repeat. John gave her a box of candy. Use the next container in the same sentence. Repeat. John gave her a bag of candy. Joe asked for shampoo. Repeat. Joe asked for a bottle of shampoo. Linda needs coffee. Repeat. Linda needs a can of coffee. Use the next container in the same sentence. Repeat. Linda needs a jar of coffee. We'll need ice. Repeat. We'll need a bag of ice. Should I buy rice? Repeat. Should I buy a box of rice? Use the next container in the same sentence. Repeat. Should I buy a bag of rice? Did you get mustard? Repeat. Did you get a jar of mustard?
Look at figure 6. Listen to this dialogue. Just listen.
Did the recipe call for 16 ounces of milk?
No, it called for 8 ounces of milk and 8 ounces of water.
What about sugar? Does 2 tablespoons sound like enough to you?
No, it doesn't. Why don't you add one more? Listen to the dialogue again. This time, write the numbers you hear in the dialogue. Write the numbers in number 1 of figure 6.
Did the recipe call for 16 ounces of milk?
No, it called for 8 ounces of milk and 8 ounces of water.
What about sugar? Does 2 tablespoons sound like enough to you?
No, it doesn't. Why don't you add one more? The numbers in the dialogue are 16, 8, 8, 2, and 1. Listen again. 16, 8, 8, 2, and 1. Now listen to dialogue number 2. Listen for the quantities and amounts.
We still need some more things for the party.
What else do we have to get?
We need 5 pounds of potatoes, a can of coffee, and 2 bunches of flowers.
We'd better get about 4 bags of ice, too. Listen to the dialogue again. This time, write the quantities and amounts in the dialogue in number 2.
We still need some things for the party.
What else do we have to get?
We need 5 pounds of potatoes, a can of coffee, and 2 bunches of flowers.
We'd better get about 4 bags of ice, too. The quantities and amounts in the dialogue are 5 pounds of potatoes, a can of coffee, 2 bunches of flowers, and 4 bags of ice. Again, 5 pounds of potatoes, a can of coffee, 2 bunches of flowers, and 4 bags of ice. This is the end of Tape 1D, Book 20.